The World Health Organization is moving toward a new name for the novel coronavirus that emerged last year in China. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, a local doctor who's run a lab devoted to finding new microorganisms says naming them is a controversial process.
Today, Emil Lesho is the healthcare epidemiologist for Rochester Regional Health. His job is to prevent all the viruses and bacteria that come through Rochester Regional's hospitals from spreading and causing an outbreak. But before he got to Rochester, he ran a lab for the Army, studying drug-resistant microbes. Sometimes, his team found new ones, little microbes that had never been studied before, and he had to give them a name.
Somebody wanted to have this name, and somebody wanted to have that name, and somebody wanted to honor somebody else with that name. And we said, let's just not go there and just call it a number. It was a nice way to resolve a debate.
But in this case, with the novel coronavirus, Lesho says it's going to need a real, pronounceable name that people can remember. And that's not easy. Lesho says the group that's naming the virus has a lot of competing goals. You want the name to be short, but also to carry a lot of information.
You try to find the balance of being neutral, not inadvertently offensive in any way. You try to find a balance of being somewhat informative, not an unwieldy mouthful, and also one that's compact enough that it can be on diagrams.
He says a good name will help both the public who's talking about the virus and the scientists who are studying it. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.